Hello and welcome to Beyond Reproach. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tux. And we be drinking and we be chatting.
Yes. This is a show where we read listener mail on specific topics related to American history, politics, or culture.
Today we're talking about internet trolls, who they are, and how to deal with them. We asked you to write in with your experiences with trolls in our last episode, or your wisdom on dealing with trolls. So thank you to everyone who took the time to respond.
Yes, thank you all. We got a lot more feedback this time around because we weren't talking about racism. So thank you, everyone.
To start with, I just want to remind everyone who trolls are. Internet trolls are people who start quarrels or upset people on the internet to distract and sow discord by posting inflammatory and digressive, extraneous, or off-topic messages in an online community with the intent of provoking readers into displaying emotional responses and normalizing tangential discussion, whether it's for the troll's amusement or a specific gain.
Yeah, usually for their amusement, I suspect.
Yeah, that's from Wikipedia.
Because what are they really gaining? Attention?
Attention. Or so. Just making people confused.
Yeah. They're the worst.
So we said in our last episode that our strategy has sort of been to just ignore them, or if they get particularly aggressive or awful, to delete their comments and block them. Basically, don't feed the trolls.
Don't feed the trolls.
But we just wanted to find out if anyone had other fun strategies. Because as much as that's probably the safest way to go, it's not fun.
It's not fun, yeah.
It's infuriating
it's
to me.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Because in a way, it feels like they're, I don't know, they're not winning, but they're...
I mean, you're taking the fun out of it for them, but it's also no fun for us if we don't get to respond. So to start with, I have a message from Sarah Lohman, who I've actually mentioned in the podcast before. She has a podcast called Masters of Social Gastronomy, and they have a really great cocktail history episode that we mentioned, I think, in episode one.
Yeah. I think we've mentioned her a few times.
Yeah. Basically, that cocktail history episode sort of inspired the way we do our cocktails in the show, like why we choose historic cocktails rather than just drinking like rosé or whatever, which we would probably just drink rosé every episode.
Otherwise. Yeah, we would.
But I mentioned when I discussed her that her podcast was no longer like active. Yeah. I mean, it's up, but they're not putting out new episodes. But actually, since I said that, they have started putting out new episodes again. Yeah,
wow.
So that's exciting.
Oh, cool.
So here is a message from
Sarah.
Yeah,
she sent in a voice message. She did what I love. I love hearing people's voices. It really adds some richness, I think.
Hi, this is Sarah Lohman. I am author of the book Eight Flavors, The Untold Story of American Cuisine, and I'm a culinary historian. Being a culinary historian is not an occupation I think one would normally think gets a lot of trolls, but I am a young woman with things to say.
Okay.
So that's pretty much the bare minimum requirements to get trolled on the internet in the 21st century. And I often work, my work deals with things like xenophobia and racism and sexism. So of course that's also very triggering for some men out there, let's be real. So it kind of runs on a couple tiers. The tier one troll are guys who are just like ranting at me on the internet because they think I got something wrong. I'll get an email alert on like a blog post I wrote 7 years ago, and lo and behold, there is a man just screaming at me about how my research on pearl ash is incorrect. And in general, I ignore these trolls. They'll come at me through like Twitter and Amazon.com sometimes too, and book reviews. I just ignore it usually, or if they really piss me off, I'll just like throw out a couple links to supporting data, things to support my argument, and then call it a day. After my book came out, there were some very specific Republican trolls. One of the reviews was on a very conservative news blog, and the title of the review was, "Thanks, Liberals, Now Even Food is Racist."
Oh, God.
And almost immediately after that, I got a call from The Blaze, which is the far-right Sirius like satellite radio network, that they want to do an interview. And I declined, because honestly, that's scary. You know, it's not just trolling, it's putting a target on your back where there are, again, majority men who are out there and intensely interested in ruining your life if they don't like what you have to say. So that's, I don't even know what tier that is. It's the worst, the scariest, and the most dangerous. And then there are people who troll through comments on my Amazon page, book reviews. And in those incidences, usually what I do with trolls in general is I just remind them that I'm a real person. And I know that sounds crazy, but you know, I think it's the anonymity of the internet that allows people to be this terrible. So there was one review left that, for context, I got divorced while I was writing my book, and it's the most awful and traumatizing thing that's ever happened in my life. I mentioned it in the book, though, in sort of full disclosure. Someone in an Amazon review said that I wrote too much about myself in the book and that I was no MFK Fisher. And the only question he has after reading it is if the reason my husband left me is because he wasn't as interested in me as I am in myself. So that's like a horrible thing to say. So I actually responded to him and said, "Hi, I'm the author. I'm a real person, and I'm right here reading this. You should be ashamed of yourself for saying this about me. You don't know anything about what happened, and this is honestly just cruel." Something along those lines. And actually, he immediately apologized. And that is what I find normally happens when I jump on there and say, "Hey, I'm real. You're saying these things to me about a real person. Shame on you." And I guess like the final tier, the fourth and final tier, is that I've had to change my name on my private Facebook profile recently because suddenly in the past couple months, there's been a slew of men asking me out or otherwise hitting on me online, which is kind of nuts. Yuck. Mostly through Facebook, but it's come through like my Instagram messages.
That's so creepy.
And I don't want to shut down the ways that people who are interested in my work can communicate with me, but they're also, yeah, it makes me feel unsafe. So, word of advice, I appreciate, you know, my admirers. I am a single lady, but unless I have met you on a dating website for the purposes of going out, please don't ask me out if you haven't met me in person and if I don't know you at all. Yeah. Because even if you think you're being like really, really nice about it, it's really, really disconcerting, and it makes me feel unsafe. So there you go. All my tiers of trolls. I think I've been trolled by women like once and by men 101 times. There you have it. Bye.
I love her.
Yeah. I like that the fourth tier is don't be a creep.
Exactly. So we also have a message from Cara Nicoletti.
Yes.
She's a professional butcher, food blogger, cookbook author, Chopped winner.
Oh.
And food personality. She also happens to have a vagina, so that opens her up to trolling.
Sure does. So she writes, "For the most part, the trolls I deal with want to talk obsessively about my body and my weight. The food media space has become extremely macho and bro-y, and my trolls are always there to remind me that it's cool to be a woman who works and enjoys with food, as long as you don't look like a woman who works and enjoys food. All this is reinforced by the fact that unlike male chefs who run the gamut of sizes, attractiveness, we generally only see two kinds of women in food. Motherly or grandmotherly figures, or model, actress, influencers with no professional cooking experience. The most disheartening part to me when I look at my comments is that knowing how long and hard I fought and worked to become an expert at what I do, and all my trolls see are the size of my boobs, the pooch on my stomach, even the size of my earrings, and all these things for some reason signal to them I don't know what I'm talking about. I've had to really train myself not to look at these comments because it's surprising to me how much they still hurt me. If they're on my own socials, though, I delete them because I know young girls who work in food follow me and I don't want them to be deterred because they see shit like that. At the end of the day, I know I could cook all my trolls under the table so they can come at me all they want."
It's so fucked up.
I know.
The food world really is such a boys' club.
It's so weird that it's male-dominated because to me, cooking is everyone. Everyone
professional cooking. Men or people feel like it should be men that are professional cooks, and home cooks are women.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I could see that.
I went on this trip in college with some chef like instructors, and it was a mixed group of people that went. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the trip, they gave us all cookbooks. The chef instructors had gone to a bookstore and bought cookbooks that were sort of like unique to each person on the trip. Mm-hmm. and all the guys got these like super like
academic
like Escoffier and all this like really technical French
and the women got Betty Crocker
like how to be a domestic goddess. By Nigella Lawson, which actually I have and I love that book, but it's
Of all the books,
I know
they know what they were doing.
I know exactly. Wow,
that's upsetting. Okay, so we have another one from Wine, Women, and Words podcast. They wrote to us on Instagram. Report and block is the best bet, but periodically I like to point and laugh. We had an episode back in our first year when we covered feminist literature. Some dude didn't like it, shocker, and wanted to point out that Trump was going to end feminism. For months, I did the feminist weather report and dedicated it to him. Hilarious.
Yeah, I...
End feminism?
I know.
Bitch,
ridiculous.
What?
Okay. Ridiculous.
Go away.
I got a message from Karina, who co-hosts one of my favorite podcasts.
Our favorite podcast.
Yes.
I mean, you highlighted, you brought them to my attention. Yeah, now
they're the best.
I stan.
They're called We're Just Here to Help. The reason I reached out to them is their podcast is about sort of current event politics, and they do it from a very progressive... liberal point of view.
Super wonky.
Yeah. So I knew they'd have plenty of experience with trolls.
Yes.
Karina says, "We've had trolls, especially on Facebook. Sometimes I like to roast them in a really stupid way. On Facebook, I'll just reply with GIFs."
I love her.
I know. "One time I roasted a guy for a while and then finished it up with, 'Well, Greg, it's been fantastic building a constructive rapport with you, and I hope you get help with your debilitating condition soon.'"
Yes.
"Then I linked to a small penis surgery institute,"
oh,
"which is childlike and not sex positive, but it was funny in the moment."
It's still funny now.
Yeah. I mean, it is definitely not sex positive, but you know that that hurt that guy.
Yeah.
And that's all she was trying to do.
Yeah.
She says, "Otherwise, we'll just ignore it and delete, but it can also be fun to detach yourself from it. Otherwise, some of the stuff they say can be hurtful," which obviously is their intention.
Yeah.
I really like the strategy.
Yeah, me too.
I have to say, I mean, I still think that the easiest and probably most professional way of doing it is just ignore and block and delete or whatever you're going to do.
Block and delete.
But making fun of them makes them realize that you're not going to take them seriously. And being taken seriously is what they're in it for.
Yeah.
Getting you upset. If you're not going to let them give them that pleasure, then it ruins it for them, which is more fun for us.
Yeah. A lot of these, it's been mentioned in some of the feedback that they just, a lot of these trolls seem to think that people aren't people.
Yeah.
That they don't have feelings.
Yeah.
And I think throwing it back on them and making them feel stupid and small, if you're up to it, is the more fun route.
It's definitely more fun. It is also more dangerous because
if you
piss off the wrong person, then some trolls really...
Oh, they can dox you.
Yeah.
And really make your life hell. So it can be dangerous.
Yeah.
But you gotta do what you gotta do. And that's funny. What she did was hilarious.
Sure.
So smart. Poor Greg.
It's a debilitating condition.
So we also got a message from a fan named Annie. She wrote, "I myself don't recall any time I was trolled online. Now, it could be that if it did happen, it meant so little to me. I just chose to move on with my life, as I so often do with people in real time. Speaking of that, does my mother-in-law count as a troll if it's always face-to-face?" She asks. Seriously, the amount of times I could argue with that woman. Anyways, I'm writing in because I recently saw an ad for a bakery that will bake a cake with trolls' comments on it and send it to them. This bakery also doubles as a detective agency, and apparently all you need is the troll's name and comment, and they will do the rest.
That's cool.
The question, how often the owners of the bakery trolled to go about making this a business, she asks. And it's trollcakes.com, and we're going to share the info on social media.
Their website is really fun.
So fun. And they have an Instagram, and it's just, it's everything. I'm so glad that it exists.
Yeah, the cakes are really just silly and fun, but it's like, there's different options that you can choose. If you know the troll's name and address, it's cheaper than if you have to have them sort of investigate it for you.
But it's still very reasonable.
Totally. And then the cheapest option is to have one of Trump's trolling comment, like tweets.
One of his tweets.
Put on a cake and sent to the White House.
Yeah. For $30, you guys.
Yeah.
Like, it's genius. Yeah. I love that this service exists.
I know.
I think it's filling a necessary void. I printed out some of my favorites. There's one that just says crash in a plane. And it's like a pink cake with all these really fun sprinkles. And there's one that says, "Sorry, you're such a hateful bitch person, Beth." Oh, it's so good. So they're based in New York. Did you know?
Oh, I didn't realize
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so they can deliver a cake for you in person.
Oh.
Yeah, if you live in the New York City area.
Amazing.
Yeah, I actually reached out to them because I'm just curious about the story behind, like, why they started a business such as this. But I haven't heard back. But if I do, I will report because I'm sure it's something hilarious that happened. So Annie also wrote, keep up the great work, and I hope to keep seeing these updates. It's amazing how you can keep my attention just as well as my hot American history teacher in ninth grade. And she asked, did I just confess that? Yes, you did, Annie.
You sure did.
You told the people of the world.
And I thank you for that.
Yes.
Also, well, if everybody had hot American history teachers in high school, more people would be interested in history today.
Definitely. That's why I'm interested in biology, because I had Mr. Sicker, who I joined his ecology club. I don't give a fuck about ecology, but he
was hot.
He was so hot. That's he would funny. Sit on his desk in such a
Ooh.
Way. Yes. Oh. If I could make that sound, I would make it all the time. Damn it, such jealousy. Click. It's not the same. Tim, edit that out.
So, you know, thank you for everyone who wrote in. That's all we have, but I think that's sort of a good cross-section of different methods and sort of different types of trolls, but also like different ways of handling it. But I think, again, in the end, the safest method is just
delete
as frustrating as it is, just delete it and move on with your day.
Yeah, be the adult.
Yeah.
It sucks, but it's the easiest, the most seamless, because they can come back at you.
Yeah.
And you have a life, unlike them.
Exactly. Seriously. So I guess our drinks are almost empty.
Yeah. We should cheers.
Okay. So thanks again for everybody who wrote in, and thank you all for listening.
Yes.
We've decided that we're going to be announcing the next topic in another episode, so we're not announcing that today, but stay tuned.
Please rate, review, and subscribe. Written reviews are especially important. Please
don't forget to tell a friend.
Yes.
Tell everyone you know. Tell your bus driver.
Yes.
But if you have a friend who is actually interested in American history, tell that
person. Or drinking.
That person. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or drinking with American historical figures.
Just tell anyone you think would be into this.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye.